My brethren, today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints here. So on this day, I and I think all of you also, my heart is full of joy, hope and consolation. Because on this day, we read from the book Revelation, the vision of St. John. Yeah. So St. John, he was open to the heaven to see the multitude, the great numbers of people in heaven. And we have heard in the book of Revelation. So the number of people in heaven are many. And St. John says, a great number, no one can count. So it's a great hope and joy and consolation for us here. Because not a few, not just a few will be saved, but many, many, a great number of people in heaven. They come from all peoples, tongues and on earth here. So it's a great hope and joy and consolation for us here. But also today I would like to say, on our journey to heaven, we should avoid three inappropriate attitudes. The first one, attitude of indifference. Indifference of heaven. And no time, they don't care about those things. So about it, I think about last week, last Sunday, President Trump, right before departure for ACR trip. So he's standing on the Air Force One. And one journalist asked him, he mentioned the week before, that he mentioned that if he end the Ukraine war, so that would help him to get into heaven. And the journalist asked him, President Trump, about what he said he expressed the week before. And the president replied, I don't think there's anything that get me into heaven. And I think I will be in heaven right now as we fly on Air Force One. And lastly, he said, I don't think I'm heaven bound. I'm heaven bound. So many people criticize him for not being serious about heaven. And some others says he may say have nothing attractive to him about heaven. Because he says there's nothing that get me into heaven. And some others say at least he's very honest when he says by saying I'm not heaven bound. So anyway, he's President Trump. He's people know speculation. He's a Christian. Yeah. We don't know for sure what denomination of Christian he belong to. Yeah. But anyway, most of the people believe he's a Christian. Yeah. So we are saying for sure he's not very had a serious attitude about heaven. Yeah. It's like making a joke about heaven. Yeah. But that's understandable for the Christians in general. But for many people, many Catholics themselves, yeah, it seems that they don't bother themselves about we say the last four things here: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. I am busy with my life. I don't have time to think about those things. Yeah. And they say about those negative things. Yeah. Just forget those last things. Yeah. Continue our life now. So we see a calm, like an indifference attitude. Yeah. And that's a imprudent or unwise attitude. Yeah. Because obtaining heaven must be our highest priority in life. Yeah. So indifference is very unwise and very imprudent. Yeah. So that's the first attitude we should avoid, like the indifference of heaven. Yeah. And the second one is like an overconfidence. Overconfidence in God's mercy. Yeah. The overconfidence, that many people think it, like getting into heaven is very easy. Very easy, without any effort. Yeah. Without any like modification or sacrifice. Yeah. Finally, all of us will be in heaven. Yeah. Because God is merciful. Yeah. So that overconfidence in God's mercy also is an unwise attitude. Yeah. We need to try the best we can to obtain heaven. And about this, like our Lord says, when the apostle asks our Lord about just a few will be saved, and Jesus replied, he did not say if just a few or many. He says, enter the narrow road. Yeah. If everyone enter the narrow road, they can be saved. Yeah. And also St. Paul, similar. St. Paul says, he compare the journey to heaven like people taking part in a running race. Yeah. Everyone running in a race, but just a few obtain the rewards. Yeah. So obtaining the attainment of heaven is not like so easy that people can get it without any effort or sacrifice or modification, fighting against sins and vices. Yeah. So to think that getting to heaven is easy without effort is very unwise. Yeah. And many people today think like that. Yeah. And they promote the ideas of that everyone will be in heaven. And even in the Vatican II Church, you know, you remember like Francis, he said many times during his lifetime on earth, yeah. He said, everyone will go to heaven, even the atheist. Yeah. Because God is merciful. Eternal punishment is a contradiction of the gospel of Christ. So it's very, it was wrong to say that. Yeah. And also recently, like a Pope, like last month, like Leo the 14th, he canonized. He canonized two young saints for Vatican II Church. And one of them, his name, as I mentioned a few months ago, Carlo Acutis. So he was a young boy. Young boy, he died at the age of 14 or 16, something like that. And in his lifetime, he did nothing special in comparison to other boys. But he has a great passion for computer, computer, and people call him like a genius, like a geek, computer, and spend a lot of time daily playing with the computers, and he very very well in like video games, like PlayStation and almost all kind of like a video game. He's a master video game. But now after his death, and there was like a postulator calling for him to be beatified. the saint of the contemporary time, especially the saint of the young people in this time. You know? So by canonization of a young boys, as no like a particular or special virtues at all, except the passion of computer. So it's they want to say the message. You don't need to do modification or sacrifice anything. Just to live and enjoy with your passion in life. And finally, you will go to heaven. So that's the message, I think. So that is like an overconfidence in God's mercy. That we can obtain heaven without any effort, without modification or sacrifices. So it was unwise attitude. And the last one, the third one, like a skepticism, doubtfulness. I'm very doubtful. I'm skeptical. I don't think I can get into heaven. It's so difficult. And I'm very like a sinful man, sinful people. So I don't think I will get into heaven. God will punish me. So that is skepticism, very doubtful that they can get into heaven. And with that attitude, step by step daily, they lead to the disappointment in life, disappointment of myself. A disappointment of God. So skepticism is very, very like unwise and imprudent attitude. We need to avoid. So from the vision of Saint John, we see many, many people, a great number of people in heaven. It's not just a few. So we should not now here on earth, we should try the best we can to obtain heaven and avoid the spirit, the attitude, indifference, overconfidence in God's mercy and skepticism, provided that we try the best you can to obtain heaven, to make good use of the means of salvation or the sacraments. And remember, no matter how we are in the eyes of God, remember at what God, Saint Paul, God said, Jesus Christ, our Lord, said to Saint Paul, he also said to each one of us, my grace is sufficient to you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.